Welcome to Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. This podcast is designed for financial advisors and agency leaders to level up their skills through proper mindsetting so they can help more Filipino families. With over 20 years of experience, Coach Ron C., Coach Jeff Luspo, and Professor Cy De La Torre specializes in closing techniques, tax strategies, and tax compliance. If you want to become a master closer, then this show is for you. All right. Kamusta na tayo, Coach Ron and Professor Cy?
As always, bro. Fantastic po. We were able to, this afternoon, we were able to help a valued client po. It's a high net worth client who was actually acquiring a property. Then he was having problems. Sabi niya, Prof, maybe you can help me on this one. Then I said, ABC way pa rin. Sure, that's why I'm here. Let me help you. And it took almost half day to finish all the transaction. But thank you, Lord. It was finished smoothly and the client was very, very happy.
Nice. That's super amazing. Nice. Super amazing. We're very excited for that client.
Yeah, you know, masarap talaga pag when you know your client is happy, then that's, right. That's the time that you're happy. No, it's hindi right, lang talaga right. Pwedeng one way. Tama ba?
Yeah.
Nice. Kami naman ni Coach Jeff, we went to an ABC practitioner's new barbershop.
Barbershop.
Yeah. Yeah, si Coach Jeff nagpagupit, ako nagpatasa.
Yan.
Di ba? So, kasama ko pa si Coach Ron J, yung anak ko.
Yeah.
Yan, pagupit din. So, it was really nice. No?
It's a wonderful place. The barbers are very professional. Maganda yung equipment nila. The place is pristine. If you guys are living in the south, Pasita, Laguna area, hanapin nyo lang po, General Tabas.
Yan. Sa Waze. General Tabas.
Madali rin siyang makita, Professor Cy, sa Waze. All the you Waze. Need to do is just go to Waze, type mo lang, General Tabas. And it will lead you directly to the place. Nasa second floor siya. The aircon is very cold.
Yeah.
Professionally done. Maganda lahat. Maganda yung mga tao na nando doon. Beautiful and handsome people. Yeah. Very important yan. And we'd like to show you the place. It's very, very nice. Of course, shout out muna tayo sa mga kaibigan natin sa industry, Coach Ron and Professor Cy.
Yes, of course.
Oh, by the way, meron na nga pala tayo. Thank you, Coach Brian, for reminding us. Tama, if kung hindi pa kayo nag-subscribe sa YouTube show namin, you just need to search YouTube, type mo lang, Always Be Closing Show. Kami lang po ang Always Be Closing Show on YouTube, and you will see us there. All right.
Okay.
Simulan na natin, Coach Ron. We're getting carried away.
Haba ng pasakalye mi.
All right. So simulan na natin. Ano ba topic natin for today, Coach Ron?
Okay. Our topic for today is, ano ba yun, what's the difference between, a wealthy people and yung poor people? Ano ba yung mindset? That's the main difference kasi, Coach Jeff, no? When you talk about wealthy or rich, you talk about poor, ano ba yung mindset ng nung dalawa na set of people na to? And we want to find out, di ba? We want to find out what are the major difference and... Tingnan natin yung sarili natin, di ba? Tingnan natin. Let's do a self-assessment where we are. Kasi for some point of our lives, pwedeng dating poor mindset ka, biglang naging rich mindset ka na.
Yes.
Pwede namang pinanganak ka na rich, pero kung poor mindset ka, di ba? Kasi hindi naman namamana yun Coach Jeff . Minsan, you're pinanganak ka na yun, silver spoon. Pero the mindset is not yet there. Sometimes we have to learn on our own. Tama ba? Ibig sabihin yan. Pag rich si parents, at the same time, gano'n na kaagad yung kids. So, yun. Let's see what we can learn para maintindihan natin how do we become truly wealthy. Diba? Ano big sabihin nun? Okay, I think it's a very interesting topic.
Oh, yes. And mapapansin nyo guys, marami tayong mga friends or mga stories na narinig that it doesn't necessarily mean na meron kang wealthy mindset, mayaman ka na to begin with. In fact, we have a lot of friends and known personalities na nag-start sila na mahirap. Pero ang mindset nila was a wealthy mindset. was a rich mindset. They can already see themselves, now I'm going to be successful in this field. They can already see themselves that I'm going to, you know, iaangat ko yung pamilya ko, responsibility ko yan. Diba? Example na natin dyan, si ano, si Idol Manny Pacquiao.
Ah, that's right. Oh, yeah. Talagang from rags to riches. Oh my gosh, makita mo talaga. At ito yung ano, at ito yung epitome ng hard work and faith.
Hard work talaga. Oh.
Hard work and faith, bro. Talaga.
Oh, tsaka he was a stowaway, right?
Yeah.
He was a stowaway. Yeah. Pumunta siya dito sa Manila, tapos naging, ano ba siya? Garbage collector? Or something like that? Mm-hmm. Pero, nagbo-boxing siya.
Mm.
Kasi, doon niya nakita na, dito ako sa boxing, magkakaroon ng ano, ng future. Nakita niya talaga, at a very young age, nakita niya talaga na through boxing, maangat niya yung pamilya niya. Kasi dun siya nag-start kumita ng pera and he followed through. He saw that opportunity. For a lot of people na nakikita natin, especially if you started poor, ang lagi lang nila nakikita was scarcity.
That's
you know,
right.
It's not enough. Lahat ng ganito, hindi kulang lagi.
I have to keep it because I might not have the same thing, di ba, in the future.
Yes. Diba?
Tsaka, ano, talking about Manny Pacquiao, Coach, one thing na napansin ko talaga sa kanya was that he was very humble, no? At the same time, dun sa time na even if he had money, he's wise enough to, ano, to recognize na hindi nga ako marunong masyado mag-English eh. So, ginawa niya, nag-aral siya. Diba, nag-aral yung tao.
He tried to improve himself, Coach.
Yeah,
Rowan.
Yeah. He's not a pretentious person na yung tipong trying to look rich and speak like a rich person.
Mm.
Pero yung heart ng tao, sobrang ano, you can really appreciate kasi yung heart niya was really for, not really, ano, not only for himself, talagang para sa pamilya niya.
Yep.
So all the sacrifices was ano. So ako sa mga ganun tao, yun yung masarap na makita na yeah, meron talagang ano, meron talagang nagiging totoo pala talaga yung pangarap. Tama
yes.
ba?
And if I may say, ano, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, iyan na lang isang bagay na walang tax yung pangarap. Mga ngarap ka na rin lang na taas-taasan mo na, di ba? And I would like to use our fellow financial advisor, a BM. Di na ako lalayo para maging mas lalong realistic. BMJV, di ba?
Yeah.
BMJV.
Right.
Ako, nung napanood ko yung ano niya, yung video niya, I have to admit, ako medyo naiyak ako. Ha? Pero that's actually the power of the human spirit, di ba? Pag sinabi mo na kahit na mahirap ka, pero pag sinabi mong, alam ko yung gusto ko, hindi naman ako incapacitated, kompleto naman yung parts ng katawan ko, I will do my part, I will do my job. And diba? One of the youngest, if not the youngest, BM.
Oh, that's one of the examples din. Ha? Nakita niya na talaga na magiging successful siya. And he acted on it. No? Similar din dun sa ano, similar din dun sa naging experience ni Manny Pacquiao, kagaya ng kay BMJV, from rags to riches. And everybody thought na pag nanggaling ka sa mahirap, bigla kang yumaman ng husto, sobrang yaman, you're gonna lose everything. Right? A lot of people would think that. Pero with these guys, kagaya ni BMJV, Manny Pacquiao, they were able to grow even further. No? Yan, kagaya na sinabi ni Coach Ron, nag-aral, nag-invest, nag-negosyo. Dami na nilang negosyo.
Oo.
Diba? Parang si BMJV ang Manny Pacquiao ng life insurance.
Yun, perfect. diba?
Diba?
Totoo talaga.
Kasi yung rags to riches.
Inspirational.
Eh. Inspirational.
Diba, no? Pinakikita niyo where he started, diba? Tapos where he's right now. Diba?
That's right. He was also able to build other businesses. Not only in the life insurance industry, but also in traditional business. Kagaya rin ni Manny Pacquiao, he was able to set up different kinds of businesses as well.
That's right.
Diba? And Manny Pacquiao gave back to the community. Nagpatayo ng iba't ibang mga, di ba, hospital, iba, basketball court, mga support na binibigay niya.
Yeah, talaga, he was really giving it back to the community.
Yeah, he's really giving it back. Pero syempre, you can't satisfy everyone. Marami pa rin na, di ba?
Bashers.
Yeah, marami pa rin bashers. But, you know, even, you don't mind the bashers. Ang laging kang, nakafocus ka lang dun sa mga natulungan mo.
And yeah, yung magandang ginagawa mo. Sabi nga niya, I don't give because I have much. I give because I know how it feels na kung wala ka. Diba? Yeah. So, yun ang magandang sinabi niya, Senator Manny Pacquiao.
Yeah. Alam niyo, coaches, those are all very good points. Tapos nabigay pa tayo ng magandang examples. No? Pero siguro ang pwede natin mapag-usapan, isingit natin, is that, ano ba yung normally, ano ba yung pumipigil sa Pinoy para magkaroon ng wealthy mindset?
Yan.
Okay. Paano malaman if you have one? And paano malaman kung medyo negative, nando ka sa poor side? Diba? Kasi minsan it takes, again, analysis and assessment, self-assessment, diba? And one of the things na ako I realized, coaches, is that malalaman mo talaga if you have that, is number one, is kung meron ka abundance mindset.
Abundance.
So, sa mga listeners natin, abundance. Na yung tipong, as one of the sons of, di ba, the prince of the earth, di ba? Yun yung ano natin Yun yung binigay sa ating description ni Lord di ba? We are prince and princess of the earth. Mga anak po tayo. Siyempre, pag anak ka ng Diyos, di ba, dapat inisip mo, never ako mawawalan.
That's right.
Kasi, di ba, everything is already created for me. Tama ba? So, number one yon abundance, no? And dun mo rin makikita, coaches, na pag, ako napansin ko, dun sa mga nakikita ko na, whether colleagues yun before, or probably ibang mga kamag-anak, or pwedeng friends, pag merong word na inggit,
ay, nako.
Yan. Pag ikaw naiinggit ka, check mo, di ba? Naiinggit ba ako pag may nakikita akong mayaman? Naiinggit ba ako pag meron akong, di ba? Pag nakita ko yung friend ko na successful? Yan. Nasa medyo red flag yan. Kasi it means na, nako, how you feel about rich people or wealthy people determines kung magiging ganun ka din.
Correct. I like diba? That. Yep. Ako so may word ako dyan.
Yeah, if you love people mga, who are generous and rich and all, kasi sabihin, they did something right to be there, di ba? Huwag na tayo magiging pilosopo kasi baka sabihin nyo, paano naman yung mga drug lord? I'm not talking about that, di ba? I'm talking about, people who are wealthy, na nakilala, na...
Legal. Legitimate. Legitimate.
Oo. Kasi minsan, ang sasabihin nila, kaya ko din naman yan eh. But the question is, ba't hindi mo talaga? Tama ba? You didn't do it. Right? So, if you have this mindset of, nakikita mo yung iba naging successful, and then you're gonna see, kaya ko rin naman yan eh. Ganyan, ganun.
Oh, he just had a break. Ako hindi. Yun ang meron
parting bitterness. Nag-ano na kaagad, bro. Nag-excuse na kaagad. Diba?
Tama. Sinwerte lang, mga ganon, etc. And then, you begin to, bakit yung universe unfair sa akin, mga ganon.
Yan na, nagharap na ng rason.
Yan. Diba? So, yun na.
And we have to realize, coach, ako, a very wealthy person, realize that the world is really unfair. The world is really unfair. Yun nga lang, ikaw, tanggap mo yun na you're not, diba, as big as the universe. Wala kang entitlement na feeling. Tama ba? So, sometimes kasi ang poor mindset, yan yung mga tipong feeling nila, lagi silang biktima ng...
Yun.
Ng pagkakataon. Right. Pagkakataon. Tama ba, coach? No? Oh. Lagi silang biktima. And they wanna play that card.
Yan. Oh. So, you're the person who blames other people except for himself. Except yourself, there's something wrong.
Ako, Coach Ron, Coach Jeff, meron akong one word for that one. I hope, ito, perspective. The word perspective. Pag lahat nakikita mo mali, pero never mo nakitang may mali sa sarili mo, that's another scarcity mindset, di ba? Paano ako yaman? Sila, mayaman na talaga sila. Gato. Yeah. Yung bang kasalanan ng lahat, pero never mo i-admit mo sa sarili mo na may kasalanan ka din. Two things. It's so easy to complain. It's so easy to blame. Diba? Yung dalawa, those are the characteristics of people, sabi ko, na never na magiging mayaman. Kasi never kang naging masaya sa kapwa mo. Pag nakakita ka ng mayaman, iisipin mo kaagad, kasi mayaman na yan eh. Diba? Or mayingit ka. Diba? Perspective pa rin eh. Perspective pa rin talaga siya eh. Diba? Yung bang, if you do have that perspective na, I like yung word na sinabi mo, Coach Ron, eh, inggit, and yeah, you won't be happy with your fellow mga kapwa mo, wala. No matter what you do, hindi ka yayaman. Kasi never kang maging masaya sa kapwa mo.
Pero
eh.
Tsaka alam niya, coaches, what I do right now is like, again, tayo naman, tayo mga coaches, one of our vision is to really, or vision natin is to inspire people. Tama ba?
That's right.
Huh? And I find ways to do that. Tipong, for example, I still want to be a multi-millionaire one day. I want to be a billionaire one day.
Billionaire, diba? Billionaire.
Eh, pero you know what? Sometimes, ito, no, every single time na dadaan ako doon sa Malagasang, doon sa Cavite, yung papuntang Open Canal, Coach.
Okay.
And those kids na nagbebenta ng mais, na tigpo 100 pesos na dalawa, di ba? Parang ang mahal, no? 100 pesos, dalawang mais, no? Pero I would buy from them. Even if I don't buy, I would always say hi. Gaganon lang ako. Kasi gusto ko maisip nila na, okay, nandito ako sa sitwasyon na nagbebenta ako ng mais. Pero itong naka-sports car na lalaki, ay grabe, ang bait. Parang hindi siya suplado. Diba? Gusto ko mangarap sila na ma-inspire sila. Yeah. Na hindi ako forever mahirap. Kasi remember, guys, pag pinanganak tayo mahirap, hindi natin kasalanan yon. Para pag namatay pa tayong ganun, we still be at the same situation, 'di ba? Kasalanan na natin 'yon.
'Yon.
'Di ba? And yan, you know, I do those small little things. So what I do is I would buy at least 200 na mais. Tapos
mais,
yung mga enforcers doon sa gitna, 'yun doon ko bibigay sa kanila.
Ayan, yeah. See? Napaka-generous ni Coach Ron. Eh. I like that.
Ang sarap-sarap talaga ng feeling. You know? Diba? Sabihin na natin, I'm probably, selfish. Diba? Kasi I'm probably doing it for myself. Pero the fact na siguro sa isipan nila, oy, thank you, dahil may nagbigay sa akin ng merienda right now. It's still good. Alam ko na appreciate nila yun.
Yeah. And it's one random act of kindness, diba?
Yan, oo. Very, very important 'yon. So whether right. If you are not yet in that place where you can say na I am a very wealthy person. Remember, we're not talking about wealthy person na kailangan you have a million or 100,000 in your wallet. I'm talking about a wealthy mindset.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything starts here. Is created twice. Tama ba, no, coaches? No?
Yep.
Everything is created twice. Here. So yung wealth na pera, that will just be a result of that manifestation. If you just believe enough and you will really work hard for it. Right? So very, very talaga importante. You start with mindset.
That's correct. Kaya nga, it's extremely important na makilala mo ano ba ang klaseng mindset meron ka right now. Especially as a financial advisor, ano bang nakikita mo? Do you only see problems, or do you see those problems na parang, hey, this will actually help me improve, this will actually help me grow? So that's another thing. And looking, if you look at adversity as your friend, then you have a wealthy mindset din.
Yeah,
na lumalabas. Na gusto mong talunin yung adversity, gusto mong ma-overcome yung adversity na yan, no matter how hard it is, kahit gaano kasakit yan, pag nakikita mo sa sarili mo na masosolve ko to, then good. Diba? Pero pag ang nakikita mo na sa sarili mo na, ito na naman, adversity na naman, sabi na naman.
Ano ba yan? Diba? Oo.
Ano ba naman yan, Coach? Grabe, sa dinabi-nabi ng mga tao dito sa mundo, ako na naman, ako na naman.
Favorite po ba ako, Lord?
Kota na, di ba? No?
Kota na.
Oh,
pero you know what? It's really, again, when you talk about mindset, is that sometimes kasi coaches, pag sinabi mo poor mindset, yan yung tipong, mahirap sa kanila na para sa kanila, for example, ito yung perfect example dyan. Di ba? Siyempre, nasa Bible, di ba? If you are faithful with little, you can be faithful with more.
Yes.
Yung stewardship, tama?
Correct.
Ako naniniwala talaga ako doon, Prof. Sai, kasi ako, na-test ako talaga ni Lord doon eh. Na yung tipong pagbibigyan ka muna niya ng 10,000, titingnan niya kung saan mo yan ilalagay. Tapos pinatikim ka niya na, sige, 50,000, titingnan niya rin kung saan mo lalagay. hanggang sa binigyan ka nila 100,000, pero kung dun sa mga yon hindi ka naging faithful, ibig sabihin, number one, you didn't give back. Number two, pinaldas mo lang talaga. What more if you're earning like 100,000 a month or a million a month? Wala, talagang lalampas lang. Diba? So it's really important na you have to be faithful with little. Kahit 10,000 pa lang yan, diba? You treat it as if you're already earning so much. Para pag binigyan, kasi pag dun pa lang coach, ano, pro coaches, hindi ka na faithful. Pag binigyan ka ni Lord ng 1 million, guess what? Masisira buhay mo. Tama ba? That's masisira right. buhay mo.
Right.
So it's really, really, really important. Yun nga yung test of character. Ako eh, failed so many times dyan sa ano na yan. Dyan sa character building, ika, di ba? Tawag nga dyan.
Yep.
Pero,
diba? Lahat tayo dumadaan dyan eh.
Oo naman, lahat tayo. Lahat tayo
dumadaan dyan.
Even the best of us, di ba? Yeah, even the best of us. Lahat yan.
Yung ibang tao, at the very young age, merong iba na frugal na talaga. Na they know how to handle money. But meron din namang iba na talagang, you know, they can't handle money at all. Right. Hanggang sa matututunan nila yan along the way. That happened to me, you know. Naalala ko yung first job ko, my first, as a financial advisor, my first paycheck was 6,000 pesos. And I was so happy. Yes. And I spent it in one day.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Really? Kasi, akin ano na, 6,000 at that time? Oh,
we were given
20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago.
20 years ago.
An allowance of 6,000 pesos. Para lang, you know, just to get by. Okay. Habang wala ka pang benta, here's an allowance, 6,000. I spent it in one day.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, hey, I have my parents here.
Oh, right.
Give me baon. It's okay.
It's okay. So I spent it.
So I didn't know how to manage money during that time, but I know how to sell because I was trained, hey, these are the techniques you sell. So during that time when I started as a financial advisor, you know, I kept selling, but I also kept spending because, hey, look at all this money.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when I started earning 100,000, I spent it all. When I started earning 300,000, I spent it all. Until nagsara ang kumpanya. So I had to learn it the hard way. When I had to learn it the hard way, dun ko na realize na, oh my gosh, ganito pala dapat. Diba? Ganito pala dapat, ganyan pala dapat. So it doesn't necessarily mean na magaling kang closer and magaling ka na rin humawak ng pera.
Or no? Kung mayaman yung parents mo, you're gonna be as safe as them, di ba? I mean,
That's right. Dun ko na realize na I gotta do something. Otherwise, you know, I would end up like other people na nagkaroon ng comfortable life and then nagkaroon ng wala, as in zero, zilch, nada. Diba? So maraming mga ganun na comfortable life and then wala. Meron namang iba na wala, nagkaroon ng comfortable life because they know how to handle money. And I think this was the way that the Lord told me na, hey, I'm gonna take this away from you because you can't handle it yet. You go back to start. Go back from the very beginning. Stage one ka muna. You can't handle this much money. Stage one ka muna ulit. Crawl until you can learn how to walk so that you can run. So yun ang nangyari. And then finally, I began to learn how to do it properly. And I'm still learning until now. I'm still learning. Diba? Kamusta yung experience mo dyan, Coach Ron and Professor Sai?
Actually, Coach Jeff, ang ganda nga nung sinabi mo because, you know, it makes you a better person to teach cash flow management. Bakit po? Kasi pag nanggaling ka na sa ganung scenario, hindi na siya something alien eh.
Yes.
Yeah. Diba?
Experience mo kasi.
Experience mo na first hand eh. So, talagang authority ka na dun sa ganung situation. Ang maganda lang ngayon is you have the guts to admit to yourself, I have to do something about this one. And look at you now. Very successful, di ba? We're doing this. We're trying to help fellow advisors. Yan. Coach Ron, ikaw muna please. Ikaw muna.
Yeah. Siguro, one thing na I also want to share is that si Lord kasi, pag nagbigay yan ng abundance, no, ng financial support sa atin, kasama yung binhi. Alam mo yung binhi? Kasama yung seed.
Seed, yeah.
Pag nagbigay siya, bibigyan niya sa iyo yung prutas, bibigyan ka rin niya ng seed. The problem is, most of us, most of the people who had poor mindset, kinain mo na yung prutas, kinain mo din yung seed.
Yun. Tapos nanisip
pa. Tama ba? So, meaning, di ba, ano yung perfect example dyan? Di ba, bigyan mo isang tao ng 100,000 para mag-start ng business. After 3 months, ay wala na eh, kasi ano eh, wala, nakain na rin namin yung ano, yung puhunan. Tama ba? Mm-hmm. So, that happens, no? Tingnan mo din yung mga nananalo sa loto. Pag nanalo sa loto, if it came in so quickly, it will be gone so quickly. So, ano may, it teaches us eh. Pero ito maganda, coach, eh, di ba? You have to believe that si Lord, pag nag-test yan, patulad na nabanggit natin last week, di ba? Pag nag-test yan, ang goal niya is pumasa ka.
Yun.
Tama ba?
Yep, yep.
Ang problema lang sa atin, gusto natin repeater tayo.
Ano ba yan, Coach Ron? Kasi ang sabi daw nila kasi tayong mga Filipino may pagkaano eh, masokiste. Gusto rin na nasasaktan muna eh. No, bago matuto. Would you agree with that one? Na, diba? Meron daw tayong ganong history eh. Tayong mga Filipino na nasanay tayo because of the Spanish era. Well, of course, I'm just, sabi lang ito na isang writer. Nasanay tayo na gusto natin na pinahihirapan muna tayo or pinahihirapan muna natin yung sarili natin. Di ba? Yeah. May pagka masochist or sadist na lang mga Pilipino eh. Na, but all the problem with that is pag hindi ka na nakabawi dun sa ganun situation eh. But of course, sabi ko, hanggat buhay ka, wala namang, there would always be chances hanggat buhay ka. Di ba?
So I think yung next question, ano, coaches, is that, ano ba yung dapat na meron tayo?
Yun.
For us to be in that, di ba? That conversation na, di ba? Magkaroon tayo ng magandang mindset, di ba? To be wealthy or, di ba? Ako, siguro the first thing na kailangan talaga natin, and Coach Jeff, I'm sure you'll agree with me, kailangan talaga may discipline. Di ba? Self-discipline. I was very specific. Self-discipline. You know why?
Self-discipline, yeah.
Kasi pag wala kang self-discipline, yun ibig sabihin ng self-discipline, ikaw mismo, you'll be the one to do the discipline for yourself. Kasi if you don't do that, guess what? The Lord will be the one to discipline you. Diba? In the term of what? Consequences. Kasi pwede namang hindi sumunod talaga eh, di ba? Pwede right. naman eh. Nag-disobey ka, ito yung dapat mong gawin, pero di ba, medyo naging pasaway ka. Pwede naman yon. Pero the only person who will, di ba, reap the consequences is still you. You cannot get away with it. Kaya nga tayo meron tinatawag na consequences. So, if you want to be in that treadmill of life, pag sinayin treadmill eh, di ba, gumagalaw mo, feeling mo, galaw ka ng galaw, you wanna go forward, pero in reality, you're not. Yeah. Diba? Most probably you're in that cycle, diba? And that's one of the hardest thing to get out of, diba? Kasi pagod na pagod na pagod ka, diba? Dahil feeling mo sobrang effort na effort ka, pero in reality ikaw lang yung gumagawa na sarili mong ano, you're the only one stopping yourself. So yun, discipline talaga, very important.
Fantastic. And that's quite hard, discipline, because it takes ano, dapat kasi habit mo na eh, na magkaroon ng self-discipline. And how do you acquire that? By doing those little things. You know, those little details, little things. If you can follow those little things, those little details, then you would be able to acquire the habit of discipline. For example, meron tayong ginagawa, Coach Ron, tsaka Professor Zai, sa mga ABC graduates natin, in training them about self-discipline, number one, can you wake up at 5 in the morning straight for 66 days? Because a lot of people won't do it, even if they can. Yep. Diba? Yeah. Kaya nilang gawin. They can wake up at 5 in the morning. But for 66 days, why? Gumaganon sila. No, I love my sleep. But they don't realize na, hey, anong tinitrain mo dun? Can I really control this? Yeah. Can I develop that self-discipline? That if I set my mind in doing something, gagawin ko?
Even if the body tells you to sleep?
Yeah.
Diba? Oh.
Diba? The body will tell you to don't do it, you know, relax.
Hit the snooze button.
Yeah. Snooze button. Five minutes pa.
5 minutes more. Can you give me 5 minutes? Then 5 minutes will turn into 10 to 15 to 20 to 30. Then you're late. So anong gagawin mo? Develop that self-discipline. Can you do this? Can you set your mind into doing it? So that's a fair. Marami pa tayong ibang mga mga self-discipline tests or challenges na binibigay sa mga ABC graduates. But that's something that you can do. And ask yourself, oo nga, no? If I set my mind into it, can I really do it for 66 days? It's really a test. And you'd be surprised. If you can do that straight for 66 days, imagine what you can do with other things. Kasi a simple task of waking up, oh my gosh, it's going to do a lot of wonderful things for you. So yun, very important. Very important.
Okay. Meron pa kayo sa share, coach.
Sige pa, yeah. Coach.
I think, please. Aside from discipline, ang isang bagay na dapat hindi mawawala sa atin, especially as financial advisors, is you have to make sure that yung mga resources natin, or sabihin, you have to make sure that you invest in yourself.
Yun.
If there's one thing na worth investable, diba, it's really you. Diba? Kasi right. Remember, you don't want to chase the money. You wanna first, diba, focus on yourself, build yourself up, because diba, ikaw yun eh, ikaw yun. And whatever you invest in yourself, whatever happens is the money will be attracted to you instead. Tama ba? So very, very important yun. Yung how well do you pamper yourself? Do you really take care of yourself? Do you take care of that mind? Because remember, yung mind na yan, yan yung talaga magbibigay sa'yo ng, di ba, the right mindset and all.
Right. Yeah. Ibig sabihin, if you want more, you gotta invest more in yourself. You want to acquire more things. You want to influence other people. You got to influence yourself first by investing in yourself through that learning, through that training, through those books, those audiobooks, those mentors, those coaching programs. Lahat yan. Of course, you know, lahat yan, it's expensive. Lahat yan, you have to shell out money. Pero yung nilalabas mong pera will always return to you 100-fold. Kasi magagamit mo sa sarili mo, eh. Magagamit mo sa business mo, magagamit mo sa negosyo mo. Di ba? So, ganun lang yan. Kasi, kagaya ng sinasabi lagi ni Coach Ron, paano mag-i-invest yung mga tao sa'yo kung ikaw mismo, hindi ka nag-i-invest sa sarili mo?
Yun. Perfect. That's
what makes you
perfect
think,
example.
Di ba? What makes you think people should invest in you, eh kung ikaw mismo, di ba, parang hirap na hirap ka mag-invest para sa sarili mo.
Yeah.
Tama.
Right.
Very, very important.
And always remember, guys, halos lahat, I'm not saying all, most free programs, mga free training, mga nice to know, kagaya ng sinasabi ni Professor Sai.
Oo nga eh.
Nice to know training. Bakit nice to know? They're gonna motivate you.
Motivation.
But you gotta enroll if you wanna really grasp the knowledge na gustong i-impart ng mga trainers, mga experts dun sa field na yan. Diba? So, ibig sabihin, if you attend free training programs and yun lang ang gusto ko, libre, that's fine. Yun nga lang, ang natututunan mo lang ay puro motivation lang.
Puro ano, coach, very superficial.
Yeah,
mababaw lang talaga lang. Hindi mo nakukuha mo talaga yung...
Yeah, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Kaya napakaswerte ng ABC community.
Yes.
Kasi mga free training programs natin, hindi nice to know.
Nice to know eh. Need to know.
Need to know.
Yeah.
Meron ka talagang matututunan because we believe na if we train you for free, what more pag nag-enroll ka? Kasi kung dun nga sa libre, ang dami mo nang natutunan. What more pag nag-enroll ka pa?
Yes.
Tama
ba? Yep.
That's right. So yun ang logic behind this. Kaya napansin mo, maraming mga ABC practitioners, yung mga nakikinig sa atin, laging sinasabi sa atin, Professor Sai, tsaka Coach Ron, you guys are so generous. Diba? Kasi lahat ng mga sinasabi nyo, oh my gosh, that's already a training program.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. Diba? Dapat, ano yan? Paid na yan. But we give it away for free because we understand that if you learn with these things na libre, what more pag nag-enroll ka?
Alam mo kung bakit, Coach?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes, Coach.
Because I truly believe that, you know, yung abundance mindset talaga na embrace natin yan. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya tingnan mo, di ba, kailan ba tayo nawala ng class sa isang buwan? Wala. We are fully booked until April. Meron nga nag-i-inquire ng until, di ba, April, ng May eh. Tama ba? Bakit? Kasi if we take care of that thing, that value, I am very, very, ano, maraming nagsasabi na our sessions is so priced, so affordable. Na yung tipong, why are we giving it so cheap? it's not cheap, it's affordable, yeah. Pero, you know, it's really something, alam kasi namin yung market namin. Ang market namin is yung alam namin na yung gusto magsimula pero hindi alam yung gagawin. Tama? Nagkataon lang na pag may nag-enroll na MDRT, may nakuha lang siya na, uy, magagamit niya. Nagkataon lang yun. Pero hindi talaga kayo yung market namin. Market namin is yung nagsisimula. Yun. Who wanted to be successful, who wanted to ano, have a good launch pad, diba? Para maging successful. No? So kami, we're third year in the business, no? Coach Jeff, pero never nag-waver yung enthusiasm ng lahat ng coaches whenever we do our sessions, whether free or paid.
That's right.
So doon mo malalaman talaga kung, di ba, nasa puso ba talaga ng tao yung ginagawa niya.
Diba? Ano yun, level Coach of enthusiasm. Rod, yung the passion to serve is always there. Di ba, sabi ko nga kay Coach Jeff, whether pang ilan na to, parang simula pa rin, di ba? The passion is always there. Di ba? Well, the moment na magsalita si Coach Jeff, mag-introduction, alam mo agad na, oh, this is a very passionate session. Tapos, pag nag-session na rin si Coach Rod, alam mo talagang, even if it's a free session, alam mo, kahit ako, Coach Jeff, Coach Rod, it's a free session, umaten pa rin ako kasi lagi at lagi pa rin ako may natututunan na bago, 'di ba? Because leaders are learners, 'di ba? Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na alam ko na 'yan, naintindihan ko na 'yan. The moment na sinabi mo sarili mo ganun, pride comes in. And whenever pride comes in, 'di ba? Parang ayaw mo nang i-admit na hindi mo siya alam. Ako, I've been a tax practitioner since 1998, but for me, it's always a learning process. Yan. Makikinig ako kasi gusto ko matuto eh. Bakit? Kaya ako gusto kong matuto kasi gusto kong makapag-serve more. I like the words of Coach Rona, you cannot give what you don't have. Diba? You cannot give what you don't
coach,
have.
Coach, no, isang no weekend lang, no? Coach, naalala mo na exclusive tayo sa isang yellow company, sa isang branch. Hindi ko napapangalanan ko sino, no? Pero nung nag-closing statement siya, and that really, real talk talaga eh, Coach Jeff. Coach Jeff eh. And buti na lang hindi sa akin ang galing, 'di ba? Sa kanya talaga nang galing. Sabi niya ganoon, last year, ang dami naming inattendan na training, ang dami nating inattendan na
training.
Pero imbis na natuto tayo, nalito pa tayo.
Ayun,
'di ba? And now this year we're gonna do it different. Now alam na natin, 'di ba? Based dun sa mga ibang branches how successful they were. Alam na natin what are the programs that work. And dun lang tayo magfo-focus. Kasi it's a formula for disaster eh. Diba? Too many chefs spoils the broth. Diba? Kailangan talaga meron kang isang foundational. Then whatever complements that, you take it. Pero maganda dun, i-apply mo. And you should know how to apply it. And you take a training not to really learn, not to confuse yourself. Diba? So ako na-appreciate ko talaga yun na thank you very much. Appreciate yan.
That's right. All right. Nawala na tayo ng oras. It's already 8:33. Nag-overtime tayo ng 3 minutes. But we are always here for you guys. And that is it for today's episode. If you think we were able to add value to you guys, then spread the word to your friends and to your teammates. You can also follow Always Be Closing Academy on all social media platforms. Feel free to message us for any questions or if you feel that you would like to enroll in any of our value-adding programs. We'll see you guys again next week. Tune in next time only here at the Always Be Closing Thursday Thunder Talk Show. My name is Coach Jeff Luspo.
And this is Coach Ron C.
Of course, along with Professor Sai.
And remember,
Always Be Closing!